From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. A prayer vigil was held in Indianapolis for the family that lost 9 of its members in the duck boat crash in Branson last Thursday. Hundreds of people gathered at the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church last night to show their support for the Coleman family. Reverend Carl Liggins Sr. said the vigil was held as a source of encouragement and support for Tia Coleman, a survivor of the boat accident. Coleman's husband and 3 of her children were among her family members who died. An investigation will look at whether the operators of the boat violated Coast Guard-issued limitations by venturing into the water Thursday as thunderstorms threatened and struck the region. The Centralia Board of Aldermen has chosen a new chief of police to head the Centralia Police Department, according to the city's website. The city received 11 applications for the position and interviewed 3 people. The Board of Aldermen voted to offer Bob Bias the position last week. Bias's appointment comes on the heels of former Centralia Police Chief Larry Dudgeon's resignation. Dudgeon was the city's police chief for 11 years before his resignation, which took effect on June 1st. Bias is a former lieutenant with the Centralia Police Department and the current police chief in Hallsville. He will begin work as the Centralia Police Chief September 1st. The first Teaching Black History Conference is set to take place this Friday at West Middle School in Columbia. The conference will be hosted by the Carter Center, the new MU Black History Center, which was named for Carter G. Woodson, known as the father of black history. The mission of the center, according to its founding director, LeGarrette King, is to conduct research on black history education, to evaluate and enhance K-12 black history instruction with teachers, and to design K-12 black history curriculum for teachers and districts. A 2018 report by the Southern Poverty Law Center showed only 1/3 of surveyed high school seniors knew the 13th Amendment abolished slavery, while 58% of teachers said their textbooks inadequately addressed slavery. King said it is a systemic failure to provide teachers with the means to adequately teach uncomfortable history. Missouri is one of over 40 states that do not require a black history component in K-12 curriculum. Ashley Woodson, the center's associate director, said the ultimate goal is to become irrelevant. She hopes to weave the history of Africa and African Americans into the core K-12 historical narrative so well that teachers no longer need external support or direction to teach it with accuracy and empathy. President Donald Trump will talk about trade during an event Thursday afternoon at the U.S. Steel Corporation plant in Granite City, Illinois, near St. Louis. The steel mill is boosting production as the president faces opposition to his imposition of tariffs in international trade disputes. The U.S. has imposed tariffs on products like steel and aluminum, including from Europe. China, the European Union, Canada, and Mexico have responded with taxes on some U.S. goods. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.